John Glass from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. At a guard spot, he is just getting better and better. This is like you kind of knew he was. Javian Downey at a guard spot. 6'3 guard from Canada. Another Canadian, Urji Hanami. 6'4 swing man. And Lionel Kimwemba, 6'8 postman from the Democratic Republic of Congo. This Aviators team lost to Three Rivers by 8, 58-50, and were held to 14 points in the second half. So obviously they did all right the first half, but the second half they hit the skid. Starting five now for this team from Newport, Arkansas. Starting five, Kylan Kelly. He is a 6'3 freshman from Jonesboro. Nehemia Reedus, 6'5 freshman from St. Louis. Martez Burse, 6'4 freshman from Annapolis, Missouri. James Blair, 6'4 freshman from Jonesboro. And Justin Gill rounds out their starting five. He is a 6'1 freshman from Branson. Where's that? Here's the tip won by the Grizzlies, and this game's underway. Give and go, leading in, and a shot no good. Tipped out after the miss by Lionel to the far right wing. Pull-up shot, 17-footer, good by Richardson, and the Grizzlies are on the board.
Great pull-up jumper by Richardson there to get the Grizzlies on the board.
You don't see that shot taken all that much anymore because you step back a couple steps, it's worth one more point to the low post. Here's a turn to the middle, no good. Off the missed shot, rebound by Urji Hanami. Off the miss that time by Gill. Down the left corner. Open shot three. Good! And there's Sean Glass doing what he's been doing real well lately. It's a quick 5-0 lead. You love that at home in the first minute of the game. In the right corner. Quick shot. Fire a three. That's good. Nothing but the bottom of the court. Roman Carlson gets that bucket. That three makes it a 2-point game. Richardson front court to the left side, to the corner, kicks it around the horn. Javian Downey all the way, laid it up and in. Javian's really been attacking the basket lately very, very well, and he gets his first basket. And he has been very steady here in the first six games of the year. On the left side to the baseline, cut it off, beat it in, inside out pass on the left wing. Another three shot is way off the mark. Rebound. Sean Glass, cross court, Ryan Richardson, puts it on the deck, dribbles to the right point, keeps the dribble, holds it, keeps it, keeps it, gets the screen, now goes to his right, to the corner, keeps his dribble, gets bounced, far side corner, pass, tipped out of bounds, Grizzly ball 14 on the shot clock, so far not a bad start for the Grizzlies, right?
Not at all, great team play and screens and cuts and finding the open man and shots are going down.
That's the bottom line, that last thing. Makes everything look better when the shot goes in, for sure. 7-3, Grizzlies by 4 with the ball. Deep right corner, 3, no good, off the miss by Javian Downey. Down the low block. Here's a turn inside, and up and go by Lionel Kimwemba with the right-hand baby hook. 9-3, Grizzlies. 2 minutes, 12 seconds into the game. To the point, a catch and shoot for a three. That's way short. Pulled away by Lionel Kimwemba. Sean Glass with it. To the left side. They'll clear out to the left corner. Javian Downey gets a screen. Goes that way. Dribbled it off his leg. Out of bounds. First turnover of the ballgame. Against MSU West Plains, 17-28 to go in the first half. From an overall size standpoint, Newport has some size, for sure. Out on the wing, they get it down low. Terrible pass. They tried to pass it to the low block to Greg Folds. Off the bench tonight. And Folds could not get through the pass as it went out of bounds. Back to play. Full court pressure this time. Grizzlies beat it with Sean Glass in the front court. gets a screen, goes left, double team, back out it goes. JV and Downey. Good ball movement to the right wing. Ergy beats his man, double team, beats it inside, inside out, pass to the right side. Brian Richardson puts it on the deck. Double team, cross court pass, hits the backboard, goes out of bounds, evidently was touched by one of the black and blue clad aviators. 9-3, Grizzly ball with two on the shot clock. Catch and shoot. Catch. Shot. The three in the corner. No good. Rebounded by the Aviators. They'll control it with Roman Carlson. Up the left side. Curl over the top to the right wing. To the right corner now. Carlson has it again. They're looking inside for the 6'7" Foles. Down the key. Here's a drive off the back arm. Popped high in the air. Goes down. Roman Carlson now has all 5 points for the Aviators. Ryan Richardson in the front court gets a high screen, crossover dribble to the left elbow. Outside it goes, Downey all the way, right hand. Scoop layup is good.
Great job there by Javian to attack and finish at the bucket.
You know, he started playing like that in the second half of the year last year. He started getting to the basket more, and that made him such a better player. Bounce pass, and Javian gets a hand on a pass, lost basketball, picked up by the Grizzlies, and they get the turnover. And back they come from right to left. In the right corner, catch, shoot, three, good by John Glass.
His second three of the night already.
I'm going to beat that drum. He is really going to be a heck of a good player for the Grizzlies. Left elbow, bounce pass underneath. Bowles gets open, puts it up and good as he got behind the defense somehow and got the lay-in. First time someone other than Roman Carlson has scored now for the Aviators. 14-7, the Grizzlies are off to a flying start here. No pun intended. In the right corner, back out on the wing to the point. Ergy puts it on the floor all the way in. Left-hand reverse layup, no good, but there's Lionel put back, won't go. Now back the other way, three-on-three break. Crossover dribble, left-hand shot, air ball picked up by Lionel Kimwemba. Lob across the court to the left baseline. Ergy fakes, gets in the paint, puts it up short, got his own rebound, bounces once, gets pushed, kicks it outside. Now on the left point, Richardson, ball fake, kicks it left corner. Sean Glass for a three, it's in and out. And the rebound, and pot four, it's on the floor, picked up by the Aviators. They come back with James Blair. Cross court to the left side. Spin move to the middle by Nehemiah Redis, knocked away and stolen. Sean Glass, two-on-two break, feeds it across. Layup is good. Great play. Sean Glass to Javian Downey for the layup. And a timeout on the floor with the score. The Grizzlies 16 and the Aviators 7. And 14-18 to go in first half. And we're back in a minute on JDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back with Curtis Blue. I'm Harlan Hutchinson. 16-7 is the score. 14-18 to go in the first half as the Grizzlies play their second home game of the schedule. The only game we played here, the Grizzlies defeated Linkier Prep. Pass out front. Bad pass. Out of bounds. Turnover. No, that wasn't touched by Ergy Hanami, was it?
It was close if it wasn't.
So it'll stay with the Aviators with 15 now on the shot clock. Crossover dribble into the lane, to the hoop, wraparound scoop shot goes over the backboard, and that won't keep you in the game very long, Eli Tate. He just came in the ball game. 6'2 guard, Dill City, Texas. But he is out there playing one of those guard spots. He's about tall as his coach, Logan Nutt. Right side, way out. There's Sean Glass with a three. No good. Tipped out. Picked up by Sean Glass. Left point. There's a three, and no good. Rebounded inside. Put back up. No good by Blaine Harris. Boy, had a bunch of chances at it, but couldn't get it to go in.
Sure did.
Eli Tate to the left point, to the left corner. Got an open look. Passed it up. Back out in the left corner. 15 on the shot clock. Lob pass to the low block inside. Double team turnaround. Fall away is way short. Zaheem Jackson is in the ballgame. Grizzlies subbed out five, except four for Sean Glass. So that makes four. Left point, catch, shoot, three, walk. Travel on Blaine Harris. Second turnover on the Grizzlies. So it's Zaheem Jackson, Blaine Harris. And we get a sub coming in at this point. And Jaden Roach is out there for the Grizzlies. Riley Whitaker. And that should cover it. Grizzlies are going to go to a 1-2-2 zone now this timeout. We've got some excellent outside shooters in the ballgame right now, so it'll be interesting to see what we do at the other end. Here's the pass to the free throw line. Ball fake, one bounce, kick it left corner, up fake, nothing there. Drive it through the lane, double team, good defense, follow away jumper, good. And that's where you take the cap off and say, nicely done, Justin Gill. A little follow away shot from about 12 feet. And right now, James Blair is being chastised for bothering the ball after it goes through your basket. Randy Wolf sets him straight. Oh, bad pass from the point to the right wing out of bounds to the Aviator bench. Turnover to Grizzlies. That's their third. Grizzlies lost last Wednesday night at Miami, Oklahoma, Northeast Oklahoma, 12th ranked this week, beat the Grizzlies 76-68. We played them within 8 points in spite of the fact we had 23 turnovers in that game. Now at the point, here's James Blair. Hook pass to the far right corner. Tate with it, lost the dribble, travel, turnover, Aviator. The Aviators in all black. They have blue lettering, blue numbers. That's about it. Left side, Blaine Harris, catch and shoot for a three. It rims off. And the rebound, fought for, but controlled eventually by Justin Gill. And back come the Aviators with it. Nehemiah Reed curling over the top. It's Tate. The Grizzlies in the zone, so they don't switch. In the left corner, they'll just dribble it out. Now step back, shoot a deep three, no good. Long rebound, Jake Sage has it. He comes back, no numbers, he'll hold it up. Riley Whitaker on the wing, bad pass across, saved by Zaheem Jackson. Z-Jack dribbles to the baseline, puts up a floater off the board and good.
Great shot, tough shot there by Jackson.
There's shooters and there's scorers. Some people are both. Some people are just one. But for sure, Zaheem Jackson is a scorer. He can get the ball in the basket. He can score from the perimeter. Here's a drive in the key. No good. Tipped off the rim. Picked back up by the Aviator. Follow away shot from 7 feet. Won't go. Rebounded by Blaine Harris from Cape Girardeau up the left sideline for the Grizzlies in the white. With the red numerals, red lettering, blue trim. In the right corner, Jake Sage up fake. Baseline wide open. Good.
Great pump fake for Jake to get his own shot there.
Jake had 12 last Wednesday night at Miami. Four buckets, all threes. 20-9, Grizzlies with an 11-point lead. Right side to the post. He's been in the lane for 12 seconds on the baseline. Spinning to the middle, double team, back to the point. Tate up, fake, dribbles in, free throw line, hook pass back. Redis drives baseline, puts up the floater, no good. Tipped up and in by Riley Whitaker. In the wrong basket. But Carlson was closest, so we'll give him the basket. Harris, left corner. Three is good. Blaine Harris. Twenty-three to 11. Timeout call by Logan Nutt and the Arkansas State University Newport Aviators with 10:08 to play in the first half. It's the Grizzlies up 23-11. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back to play, Aviator ball. You didn't miss nothing. Down the lane, here's a pull-up shot from 3 feet, up and good. Forced up and in by Justin Gill. He has 4 points for the Aviators. Grizzly ball, Riley Whitaker, right wing. Jake Sage got a 3 look at the top of the back iron. Rebound will be controlled by Kylan Kelly. Back will come ASU. Down the lane, here's a drive, up and around, no good. Whistle, blocking foul on Riley Whitaker. And is that the first foul of the ball game? Holy cow. Oh. Shockingly. Now comes the media timeout. Thank you very much. With 9:33 to play in the first half. Another break with the score of the Grizzlies, 23. The Aviators, 13. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store, Dobbs Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
With Curtis Blue, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. 9:33 to go in the first half from the Civic Center. The Grizzlies lead the Aviators from Arkansas State University Newport. Now 23-14 after the first free throw by Justin Gill goes in. And the next one good. That last foul on the Grizzlies on Ryan. Well, it's not on Ryan, that's for sure. In the front court, though, here's Zaheem Jackson down the key all the way. Puts it up off the board. Good! Foul on the play, and the basket counts. There he is, the scorer for you. Yeah, Zaheem Jackson getting to the glass.
Finds his way to the basket after being pounded all the way up the court.
That foul is on Justin Gill. Oh, Riley Whitaker, I got that a while ago when Riley got that blocking foul. So he has the only foul for the Grizzlies. Zaheem with 1 and good. Zaheem's had a little bit of a hamstring issue, which has sort of limited him. In spite of that, he's got 5 points tonight in the first half. 9:12 to go in the half, 26-15 Grizzlies. Out front, down the key, knocked away. Good defense, Sean Glass. He gets it over to Ryan Richardson, and the Grizzlies will come up the floor. We haven't had many chances to play fast this year, but a few times we have, we look pretty good doing it. John Glass, right elbow, follow away, 17-footer, rims off. Rebounded by Arkansas State Newport. At the point, Reedus kicks it left corner. Cutting across, it's Gill, puts up a runner with the right hand, no good. Reedus went over the back of everyone for the rebound, and he's called for the foul. Nehemiah Reedus is called for his first. Of all the fouls that you see in a basketball game, in high school you'll see over-the-back calls a lot. In this, you may get three guys going over your back, and you ain't going to get anything. They'll call it once in a while, but not very often. Top of the circle, left side. Whitaker to the corner. Sean Glass drives in. Kicks it inside out, now to the left point. Ergy. Ball fake, dribble through Strong, kicks it outside. Here's a three by Javian. Good! Javian Downey. Old JD's got 9 points now in the half. Down the lane, quick drive, up and good. And that was really too easy. Passive defense, maybe. That was that old Matador defense, Olay. Down the key. Here's the drive, and there's Javian again as he attacks the left side of the basket with the right hand off the board. Javian Downey with 11 in the first half. 31-17 Grizzlies. Pull up left elbow. Shot no good. Rebound, Sean Glass. And here we go the other way. 2-on-3 break. Sean left wing. Catch and shoot for Javian. Good! Javian Downey. I have to call him downtown Downey. 7:17 to play in the first half. Timeout on the floor with the score. The Grizzlies on top of the Aviators, 34-17. Back in a minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back at Civic Center, Grizz is here. Look, Curtis, he brought one of his little kids.
Oh, how interesting. A family night.
It really is. His cousin, Santa Grizz, will be here before two off the lawn. Back to play, 34-17, 7 minutes to play in the first half. The Grizzlies are up, shooting the ball really well. Off a screen, curling over the top, spinning back to the middle. That's a walk. Turnover on ASU Newport.
If the referees didn't know it, Ergy helped him out.
Ergy's a very helpful young man. He really is. He's always laughing about something on the trip. So I'll say, what are you laughing at, Ergy? And he'll just laugh and say nothing. Over on the right side to the left point, Ryan Richardson hands it off. Here's Sean Glass. Back out to the right side, Javian Downey. Back the other side. Three way out there. Ryan Richardson, no good. Tipped up, kept alive by Kumwimba. Now back outside. Downey all the way down the key. Puts up a runner. Good. Foul on the play, and the basket should count. And Javian Downey have a half. The basket is good. Javian has 16 points. As Lionel Kumwimba will come out for Jaden Roach. And now it'll be, let's see, that is the first foul on Zachy Wilson. Hmm. And here is the free throw, and it's no good. Tipped up by Sean Glassford. Guard really goes after the rebound. But it's controlled by the Aviators. Tipped out of bounds at the other end by JV and Downing. Stays with Arkansas State Newport. Front court, bounce pass inside. They turn with a little baby right-hand hook shot up and good by the big kid inside, Greg Foltz. His second field goal, and it's now 36-19. Grizzlies by 17. Richardson to the baseline for the Grizzlies. Circles back outside. Jamie and Downey down the key. Wraparound pass. Hits the net. Kicks it left wing. Three ball for the Grizzlies. No good by Sean Glass, and a foul away from the basketball. Jaden Roach will be called for his first foul. We've got probably four guys that will be 6 foot eight, something like that. Now, Jaden Roach is 6 foot six. Have you walked past him, got up next to him?
I have not.
He will make you feel very small.
He looks like a very stout young man. So.
He is. There's a three in the right corner. That's up and good. And there's Nehemiah Reedus, their leading scorer. Gets his first basket, 36-22. Javian beats his man. Bad pass. Had it slapped away and stolen. Fourth Grizzly turnover. Four-on-one break. They feed it across. Lay-in is up and in. That's Kylan Kelly. 36-24. Up the right side. Jake Sage with it. Keeps the dribble and sets the offense. Richardson down the key. Kicks it to the left corner. Blaine Harris not open. Javian Downey not open at the point. Sage up fake. Dribble in. Lost the basketball. Gets it back. Javian with five on the shot clock. Kicks it to the corner and a whistle, and he's called for a walk. I think he got tripped.
Yeah. Maybe should have been foul on Newport there, but nevertheless.
Zaheem Jackson is back in for the Grizzlies, along with Urji Hanami. Staying out there, Jake Sage and Jaden Roach and Blaine Harris. Grizzlies back in their zone. Urji Hanami at the top of it, in the left corner now. Grizzlies will pressure out a little bit to get to the high post, left side. Down the key, fold. Leans in, shoots off the board, good. Foul on the play, basket count. Greg Foles with his third field goal and the second foul call against Jaden Roach for the Grizzlies.
Newport on a little bit of a run here, getting it back to within 10, pending this free throw.
It was 17 just a little while ago. Here's the free throw. No good. Rebounded by the Grizzlies. Lionel Kimwimba. We've stopped trying to get the ball to the basket here. Left baseline, Jackson. And he has it knocked away and stolen. Left his feet for the pass. Got to take it away to the right baseline. Drive underneath. Double team. Back out to the wing. Free shot is up and no good, but a long rebound is controlled by Kylan Kelly. Long pass underneath. Full post inside. Puts it up. No good. Rebound by Urji Hanami. Grizzlies up the right side. Zaheem Jackson on the dribble. Goes to the right baseline. And we'll have an offensive foul. Push off on Zaheem on the dribble. That'll be his first foul. Team foul number four for the Grizzlies. Zaheem goes out. Jake goes out. Lane goes out. In. Sean Glass, Riley Whitaker, and Lionel Kimwimba. Pass to the low block. Turn inside. Shot up. No good. And Lionel did a great job holding his ground. He didn't foul. He didn't block it. But he made the shot hard, and he didn't get called for the foul. Grizzlies come away with it. Last three, right corner, rims out, no good. The rebound spins off to Roman Carlson. From left to right they come. 36-26. To the right side, the Warriors. the Aviators at it. Here's a pull-up shot from the right point. That's good. That's Roman Carlson's second three. He has 10 points. And now this is down to a 17-point game, or a 7-point game. It was 17. On the right side, Riley Whitaker out in front. Left wing, Ergy had a shot, passed it up. Baseline, 14-footer is short. Got his own rebound, goes up inside, no good. And the rebound pulled away again by Newport. They come back with Redis. Cross-court pass to the right corner, Kelly. Ball fake, Redis dribbles in, gets around his man, shoots the floater off the board, good. Nehemiah Redis makes it a 5-point game, 36-31, 2:40 to go in the first half. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn. Here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
36-31, Grizzlies up by 5. They were up by 17. What has happened here, Curtis?
They've stopped attacking the basket, and they haven't forced as many turnovers lately as they did in the beginning of the game.
Point well taken. That's a point. Javian Downey popping up. Ergy lost the basketball. Saved from going out of bounds. Back out it goes to Downey. Steps through, kicks it to the left point. Three ball by Sean is good. Sean Glass with a big, that was a big shot because we hadn't scored in a while. It's 39-31.
Where would we be without Sean Glass and Javian Downey?
Well, tonight, 25 points scorer. And speaking of Sean Glass, he's called for a blocking foul to the defensive end. That's his first foul. Team foul 5, neither team in the bonus, and we may not get to the bonus here in the first half from the looks of it. Lob on the alley-oop, caught, put up and around the rim, and good. And there he is again, Nehemiah Redis, who has 7 now. 39-33. Left side, Glass, back out to the point. Here's the problem. This team's good enough. If they stay close, they could be a problem at the end. Another three is good by Sean Glass in the left wing. Four buckets, four threes for Sean Glass. 42-33. Oh, and a steal at midcourt. Ergy Anami, coast to coast, dunks it down. It was a 5-point game. Now it's back to 11.
Well, and we started attacking the basket and got turnovers.
Up and under, left-hand shot. That was sweet. Nice shot that time. Leaning in, Jay Moore. Guard off the bench. 5'10 freshman from Newport, Arkansas. Out front, Ergy. Drives, not partially blocked, slapped away, and ball tipped away and controlled by Greg Foles. Bowles up the right side, bad pass, stole it away. Riley Whitaker bounced it up ahead. Sean Glass goes up, puts it up and good. Sean Glass pulled that ball back away from the defender to keep it from getting blocked.
Sweet move of his own there to get the bucket.
46-35 with 30 seconds to play. On the left sideline, almost went out of bounds. Kylan Kelly to the low block. Foles at the left elbow. They get the ball there to Roman Carlson on the low block. Fadeaway shot. That's way short. Grizzlies have it. 10 on the clock. Up the left side, left wing. Riley passed it up. Javian, cross court, Sean Glass. goes up with the three, short, rebound put up by Urgy, no good at the horn, and that's the end of the first half. But a pretty good first half of play for the Grizzlies. Their best scoring first half of the season, and they lead it at the break 46-35. Grizzly halftime is here, and it's brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings and endless possibilities. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and come back here on Grizzly Halftime on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're back here at the Civic Center, the future Grizzly cheer and pom-pom team out there doing their thing right now. Even Grizz is pouring in on all this. Had a pretty good crowd here tonight for a middle-of-the-week game here on a Tuesday night. First half, the Grizzlies lead at 46-35. Curtis, I thought you made some pretty good points there right before we got done with the first half. It appeared to me, though, we hit one of those dead spots offensively where we didn't score for about 4 minutes or something like that, maybe a little bit more. And that is when the Aviators caught up, cut it to as low as 5. But during that time, when the Grizzlies weren't scoring, they weren't playing any defense either.
Yeah. And that's really what started the whole scoring for the Grizzlies. They were really aggressive in the passing lanes, and not even the passing lanes, just when an Aviator was driving, they'd get their hands in there and create a turnover, or at least, you know, disrupt that momentum going towards the bucket, and could possibly eventually end up in a turnover. So being aggressive on defense will lead to offense for the Grizzlies, and when they're playing defense well, they'll be scoring like they were for most of that first half.
Quite a combination the first half. The Grizzly guards, Javian Downey and Sean Glass, they combined for 30 points in the first half, 30 of the team's 46. Javian had 16 points, and he had a big first half at Miami the other night, if I remember correctly. He had 11 points in the first half over there, so the first half has been good to him lately. He has 16. Sean Glass has 14 points. Five field goals for Sean, four of them have been threes. Other scores for the Grizzlies with five, Zaheem Jackson, 3 points for Blaine Harris, and 2 points for Jake Sage, Urji Hanami, Lionel Kimwemba, and Ryan Richardson. Leading scorer for ASU Newport is their fine guard. Well, actually, Roman Carlson, he is a guard. He leads their scoring with 10 points. Nehemiah Redis has 7 points. In the first half, the Grizzlies turned the ball over just 5 times. And that's a number, if you could cement that in every game, you'd take that every game. 7 turnovers for the Aviators in the first half. And free throw shooting, there hasn't been much of it because there really hasn't been much fouling. 1-for-1 for the Grizzlies, 2-for-2 for the Aviators. We'll come back in 3 minutes to the West Plains Civic Center. Grizzlies on top of ASU Newport, 46-35, back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's fall savings time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our fall savings event.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
Come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Tomorrow, 1 o'clock, that's the time in Clarksville, Tennessee, where the MSU West Plains Grizzly volleyball team will be playing the Wranglers from Odessa, Texas. 1 o'clock start time tomorrow. first game of the National Junior College Division I Volleyball Tournament. Grizzlies are the 10 seed. Odessa is the 7. But the seeding number wouldn't faze me, because that Grizzly volleyball team is good enough to beat any other Division I junior college team in the country. And this may be the year. We've never won it. We've been the bridesmaid, but we haven't been able to get just over there. That'd be a cool thing, would it not, to win that whole thing?
That'd be amazing, and definitely be a boost to all the athletic departments here at MSU West Plains.
High-profile stuff. Again, that tournament's being played in Clarksville, Tennessee. Logan Nutt is the head coach of our opponents tonight from Newport, Arkansas. Logan is an old Grizzly himself. First time we saw Logan Nutt was in this building in what the time we had a yearly All-Star game at the end of the season, high school All-Star game. And it was the Grizzly All-Star game. And Logan Nutt, who went to high school in Jonesboro, played his senior year. Well, he was MVP of the game, and he liked it here, and so he ended up signing here. And he played one season, 2008-2009 season. Now, that name, Nutt, is very familiar with sports fans. His dad, Dickie Nutt, has been a college basketball coach for decades. He was at Southeast Missouri for a very long time, up at MU as well. And his uncle, of course, Houston Nutt, was the head football coach of Arkansas Razorbacks. I think coach of Mississippi, too, maybe.
I think so.
But, because I know that Logan went to Mississippi for a brief time. But anyway, the reason I bring this up is, number one, well, it's good to see a former Grizzly have success, and someone that his coaching, you know, that's in his bloodstream. That's what his family does. So it's a very natural thing. But part of success, I knew when Logan was here, he's only here for 1 year, but I told him, I said, you're either going to be a basketball coach or a politician. And he just thought that was so funny. But case in point, we're on a road trip, and I think we were coming back from Little Rock, as a matter of fact. And we stopped at some chain buffet place. And it wasn't real busy. There were people there. And this is Logan Nutt. We all go in there, standing around, waiting for a place to, you know, our places to sit. Logan Nutt breaks off. Don't know where Logan is. He's not standing there with us. We look out in the restaurant, and there's Logan going table to table, introducing himself to everyone. Hi, Logan Nutt, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Nice to meet you. Play ball at Missouri State West Plains. And he did that each table. He went table to table. And I told him, I said, you guys need to get in on his good side, because he's going to be somebody someday.
Yeah,
I can tell you that. But what a super – what, and that was the other thing. His personality is real. He is personable. Aspect of his personality, that's almost redundant. But anyway, his ability to be personable with people that he's never met in his life, that's not something that everybody can do.
No, because I'm thinking to myself in that situation, and I wouldn't have broke off from the group to go talk to anybody. I would have just, you know, I would have probably been more focused on the food anyway, but that's just me.
It's halftime. We're about ready to start the second half. 1 minute break. 46-35. Grizzlies with the lead at the end of the night. We name our Don's Auto Service player of the game, and we'll come back in 1 minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's Ball Savings Time in West Plains and Thayer. Right now, save $50 on select, in-stock AK Series trimmers, leaf blowers, and battery-powered chainsaws. Fire up more savings on gas-powered equipment and chainsaw accessories. Save $40 on the SH-86 gas shredder blower. Save $50 on the MS-250 gas chainsaw, now just $349.99. Save $50 on the BR-600 gas backpack blower, now only $499.99. Save $50 on the BR-800X gas backpack blower, now just $599.99. All of this and much more during our Fall Savings event.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Grizzlies by 11. We'll assume the same starters what started the basketball game will be out there for both teams. Jay Moore is out there for the Aviators. Nehemiah Reedus, Greg Foles, Roman Carlson, and the off-guard is Kylan Kelly. Grizzlies will start their five of Urji Hanami, Sean Glass, Javian Downey, Lionel Kamwimba, and Ryan Richardson. In the right corner, Grizzlies start in a straight man-to-man, foul away from the basketball. Well, the shot clock wasn't on. That's a problem.
That is a problem.
But it's not hard to figure out what the shot clock should read. It should say 17 seconds, and there it is. If it's going to foul up, starting the half, you know you got the time right. Inbound play at the point. It's Roman Carlson on the right side. Foles has it, has to give it back to Carlson on the left side. He curls down the lane, right side, alley-oop inside. Tipped up, no good by Foles. Puts it up and good. Foles, who goes 6'7" there in the middle, he takes up some space, and he has 8 points. Javian Downey with a 9-point game. Cut off, goes left, dribbles over, hands it back to Richardson. Did a lot of dribbling. Now on the left side to the baseline, in the corner, Javian takes the baseline, inside out. Richardson in the corner, dribbles in, across the lane, cut off, whistle, travel with the basketball. Too much dribbling on that possession.
Almost too much unselfishness there. But also trying to get a good look.
.18:57 to go with the ball game, or regulation anyway, 46-37. Kylan Kelly back to the left quarter. Foles nearly lost it out of bounds. He'll lob it out front. Carlson to the right elbow, pull up, Reedus, wide open shot, no good. Rebound by Lionel Kamwimba. Grizzlies look up the floor. Urji looks right, dribbles right, hands off. Ryan Richardson with it. Sean Glass out front gets bodied. Urji Hanami, left side, Richardson goes left baseline all the way in. All the way to the hoop, goes up, partially blocked. And the Aviators come away with it. In the right corner, wraparound pass, Foles on the left block. Goes to his left. Buck, turn, shoot, score. 46-39. The biggest lead for the Grizzlies has been 17. It got cut down to 5 late in the first half. Sean Glass gets a high screen, dribbles over. Javian Downey hands it to Richardson. Gets it across Sean Glass. Right wing, Urji has it. Down low, Lionel Kamwimba bounces once, had it knocked away and stolen away. That should have been a walk. Picked up, now back the other way. Kick it left corner, open shot for a three. That's no good. Thought for a second that went in. It just grazed the bottom of the net. Back the other way, Javian Downey feeds it back. Lionel, he lost it again. Picked up by Downey in the corner. Richardson, three ball, no good. Weak side rebound, Sean Glass has it. Down the key, here's a drive, up, no good. Rebound is going to be picked up by Kamwimba. Grizzlies keep it. In the left corner, Urji. Back outside with 13 on the shot clock. Sean Glass out front. Gets the high screen, goes to the left, sets. Pops the three ball. Good! Boy, he is confident when it comes to shooting that shot from the point either side.
And he is in on it tonight.
Sean Glass has 17. 49-39. Over the top, bounce pass to the far corner. Tip picked up, though, by the Aviators. right side. Here is Carlson dribbling down, working his way in, puts it up good. Foul on the play. Basket counts.
I feel like there could have been an offensive foul with him hooking the defender, but
Javian Downey is called for the foul. The basket will count. So that makes it 49-41. This is only the fourth free throw shot tonight. We got a substitution, but he's coming in for the shooter. Free throw is good. Roman Carlson has 13 points tonight. And the Aviators have cut this back down to 7. Unlike you, I'd really like to see us move the ball in the pass and then take it to the basket. Draw some fouls, maybe.
Blaine Harris. Green.
Yep, Blaine Harris in the corner to the point. Ergy puts it on the floor all the way. Goes up, hangs, shoots, no good, tipped up. Jaden Roach nearly dunked it. There's an example of how high he can get up in the air.
Yeah.
Up the left side, though, Aviators have it. Redis over on the right wing to Kelly. Bounce pass, high post. Bowles guarded by Jaden Roach. Works his way to the baseline. Trapped underneath. Follow away, Jeffrey Good. That's 12 for Foles. It's a 5-point game again. Ethan Smith is going to check in. We'll see if maybe he can guard this big kid in the middle. Off the screen, Sean got another three. That's off the backboard. No, a back iron, no good. Rebounded by the Aviators. They can cut this down to a one-possession game. Left side, Redis on the low block. Feeded across, bad pass, stolen away. Sean Glass the other way, but they don't have numbers. Aviators get back on defense. Three ball left side, no good by Zaheem. Takes down by Folds in the corner. Redis knocked away, stole it away. Grizzlies have it, 4-on-3. Feed it up ahead. Glass had it, lost it, kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Aviator.
A little bit of confusion there with Roach and Glass right there ready for the pass. They didn't know who wanted to catch it.
Jaden Roach will come out. Ethan Smith will come in from Laurel, Maryland, 6'8", postman for the Grizzlies. Inbound play in the left corner. Ergy off a screen. Zaheem has it out front. Left corner. Sean Glass threw it behind. And that will be a backcourt violation and go out of bounds. Turnover Grizzly. So 8 turnovers now on the Grizzlies. 14:52 to play in the second half. Friday night, the Grizzlies here against Northeast Mississippi. Pass inside, up and under. Carlson, left-hand shot, bounces no good. Ball is going to be controlled by Sean Glass, and I think Sean's our leading rebounder tonight.
And he's the shortest guy on the floor.
Whistle away from the basketball. We'll get a holding foul call inside. That'll be against the Aviators, and they'll be on their big kid, Greg Folds, who picks up his first foul.
We can get him 4 more and out of the game then. Helped quite a bit.
He's been pretty good in the middle tonight so far.
Yeah, he's. I don't know if he's missed a shot. If he has, it's only been 1 or 2. He's been pretty efficient underneath the bucket.
Jake Sage back in the ball game. Inbound play on the low block. Ethan Smith. Ethan backs down. Wraparound pass. Far side. Corner shot. 3 good. Blaine Harris with a great assist by Ethan Smith. Out of the post and a timeout on the floor. Called by the Grizzlies. And so, with 14:31 to go in the second half, Grizzlies an 8-point lead, 52-48. And we're back in a minute, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
I don't know. 52-44. Aviator basketball. I'd like to see us at least try to press these guys. Speed the game up a little bit. At the point, here's Folds for ASU Newport. Pass inside. Great defensive play that time, out of bounds. Touched by Blaine Harris. Blaine Harris, 6'6", from Cape Girardeau. Played at Jackson. I saw him play in high school, as a matter of fact. Pass on the inbound, stolen. Ethan Smith got a hand on it. Three on two the other way. All the way, Zaheem puts it up. No good. He got fouled off the turnover, and he'll shoot two. So, at both ends of the floor, Curtis Ethan Smith comes in. He gets an assist at the offensive end on that cross-court pass to Blaine Harris on the three. And down here at the other end, he gets a hand on the pass, and we get a turnover off of it.
Yeah, he's been making an impact right away, which is good to see.
If you want to play more, that's a great way to go about it, because that gets noticed over and over again. Saheem Jackson, free throw, no good, way short. That was the second foul call today on Justin Gill for ASU Newport.
Wonder if Zaheem's 100%. He got up kind of gingerly, so I wonder if that missed free throw was not going full extension there.
Don't think so. Next one, good. Zaheem was here last year, but redshirted. 53-44. In the front court, left wing. Quick shot for a three, and that is good. Boy, you talk about pulling the trigger quick. Jay Moore didn't hesitate. A catch and shoot for three. It's 53-47. Out front, Zaheem, right side. Jake Sage dribbles over, back to Zaheem. Got a three, look on the wing, good. He has no issue shooting the basketball. And he thinks it's going in every time.
That's a scorer's mentality.
Got to think that way. Left point, James Blair. Into the high post. Fold. Backs his guy down. Whitaker puts it up. Good. Foul on the play. Basket counts. And we can't have Riley Whitaker guarding that guy.
He has a height advantage on Whitaker, but Whitaker's probably close in weight, I'd say.
So the bucket counts for Greg Foles. Plus he'll get a free throw. Riley Whitaker gets his second foul. Rebound off the missed free throw and blocked out of bounds, and another foul on the Grizzlies.
I think it'll be on Riley again. That'll be his third.
So three on Riley Whitaker. Blair at the line for the Aviators. First one good. Fifty-six-50. Grizzlies by six. 13-11 to go in the ball game. Good again. Boy, you can tell when the baseball team's not here. But we've got a pretty good crowd all the same. Zaheem Jackson. Out near midcourt on the left side. Puts it on the floor. Here's a right wing three. Good by Jake Sage. And that is the proverbial taking candy from the baby if they're going to leave him standing out there like that. 59-51. Gill over on the right side in the middle, flashing full. Turns, leans in. Baby right hand hook good over Ethan Smith. That was decent defense, but Foles made a good shot there, Kurt.
Yeah, and he's been doing it all night. You'd think he'd be able to stop him at some point.
Grizzlies break full court press. Hand to Zaheem out front. Grizzlies set their offense. 20 on the shot clock. 59-53 Grizzlies. 6-point lead with the ball. Down the key. Zaheem, pull up. 10-foot jumper, good. Score. 6.5, 11 for the game for Zaheem. And you can just tell by his body language. He's feeling it.
Yeah.
Look at it, he's bouncing. Here's a shot from the left point for a three, and that's good. Oh, a little taunting there. Well, why wasn't that called? Yeah, on Kylan Kelly. Put three in the face of Zaheem Jackson.
Well, I think he got talked to about it.
Here's a shot from the wing, no good. On the three attempt, ball out of bounds. Grizzly basketball off the miss by Jake Sage. Lionel Kimwimba, Urki Hanami come back in. Blaine Harris and Ethan Smith come out, and they both gave some good minutes that time for the Grizzlies. 61-56. Riley Whitaker, Lionel Kimwimba, Urki Hanami, Jake Sage, and Zaheem Jackson are the five right now. Kylan Kelly will come out of the lineup. They'll get Roman Carlson back in there. He guards the inbound pass. Out front, Jake with a catch. Jake dribbles over on the right point. No shot to be had. 13 on the shot clock. Zaheem Jackson with 11.5 to go in the ballgame. Zaheem, straight on, three ball is no good. And Foles high in the air for the rebound. And again, here's a whistle away from the ball. What was this all about?
Looks like it's on Newport.
Technical foul on somebody.
I think it's Carlson.
Yep.
I didn't catch what he did, but.
Well, that's two fouls. No, that's just a foul. That's a personal foul and the technical foul. Here's a free throw by Jake Sage at the other end. Good.
And he takes the seat. And Jay Moore comes in for him after that technical foul.
Logan's a pretty easygoing guy, but he ain't going to take that. Free throw good again. So Jake Sage connects twice. And it'll be Newport basketball at midcourt. They have it trailing by 7. Grizzlies now will mix it up a little bit on defense. They'll match up out of their zone and trap a little bit. Over on the left side now. James Blair picks it up, kicks it to the right point. Moore kicks it left wing. Blair shoots the three, and it's good. 63-59. There is a lot of time left. 11 minutes to play in the game. Zaheem Jackson dribbles down, hands it off to Urki Hanami, nearly walked. Left side, Jake Sage works the screen, can't get open. They'll move it. Good ball movement. Now Urki at the right point. Pass to the corner. Double dribble. Zaheem Jackson, the ball hit his hand as he tried to catch the pass. He picked it up, started again. Turnover number 9 on the Grizzlies. And Javian Downey and Sean Glass come back in the game. Riley Whitaker and Jake Sage, they had a long rest. They should be good to go the rest of the half here.
You'd think so. Ethan Smith also makes his way back into the game.
And he earned his way back in. He was very good here early this half. Over on the right side, pull-up shot, jumper good. Drilled by Nehemiah Regis. He has 9. This is a 2-point game. It was 17 in the first half. Javian Downey. Right point, Urki. In the corner, Sean. Back to Urki. Puts it on the floor, drives in. Puts it up too hard, tipped out, picked up. Here they come. They can tie or take the lead here. On the wing, Blair has it. Back outside. In the left corner. Backing down. Turning inside, right-hand scoop shot. No good. Rebound, Lionel Kimwimba. I believe got a little greedy there. Right side, back to the left point. Javian Downey on the low block. Ethan Smith has it, faces up. Dribbles out to Urki on the wing. Sean Glass, left point. Urki shoots that three, and it's good. Big shot there for the Grizzlies.
Great job there, not rushing anything for the Grizzlies and getting a good shot.
66-61, 9:17 to play. On the left baseline, a drive, a little floater is no good, and high in the air for the rebound is Sean Glass. That's a half dozen at least tonight. John moves it out front. 15 on the shot clock. High screen, goes right. Dribbles, gives it over to Downey. Coming across to the left wing. Three ball. Urgy again, way short. Saved. And it's bounced by Lionel Kamwimba off the top of the head of Jay Moore out of bounds. And it's Grizzly basketball. That's using your head. Or using his head.
Yeah, that just cracks me up. I don't know why.
Anyway, 8:45 to play in the ballgame. Grizzlies by 5, 66-61. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Dodge Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Back with Curtis Ballou. I'm Harlan Hutchison. Nick Lawson takes care of the live stream. That allows you to see it in the comfort of your living room, on your couch, with something to eat, and a cold drink. Left point, three ball on the inbound is no good. It rims off. Had to shoot quick because of the shot clock. And back comes Jay Moore for Newport. At the point, Gill has it, gets it over to Reedus. Reedus dribbles over, now over to Moore, who did a little tap dance without the ball. At the point, Moore over a high screen, beats it back, bad pass, stole it away. Grizzlies have it, 4-on-2, bounce it up ahead, Downey all the way, lays it up and goes.
Great fast break there for the Grizzlies.
Downey has 18 points, that's his first bucket of the second half. 68-61. High screen, Gill, left elbow, pulls it back, pushes off, whistle, foul on Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. And that'll be his first foul.
Fourth team foul for the Grizzlies, 3 team fouls for A-State Newport.
We didn't even get the bonus in the first half, may not this half. In the right corner, catch and shoot, Moore for 3, no good. Sean Glass gets another rebound.
He's going to have a double-double tonight. He's the shortest guy on the floor.
Well, you say short, he's 6'1".
Yeah, so, I mean, still taller than me, but
relatively speaking.
Yeah.
68-61, Grizzlies fall with Glass out front. High screen, dribbles left, puts up a teardrop floater, won't go. Ball is pulled out, kicked across. They've got a 2-on-1 break all the way in. Carlson steps through, or Rita steps through. No good, but he gets fouled on the shot, and he'll shoot two. So that is the second foul on JV and Downey for the Grizzlies. Nobody has any serious foul trouble here. Ryan Whitaker has 3 for the Grizzlies. Free throw is no good. That's a big miss for Nehemiah Reedus.
Who's a lefty. Don't see that too often.
Nehemiah Reedus, 6'5 guard from St. Louis. Puts up the next one. It's good. At the right point, Urgy Hunami puts it on the floor, kicks it outside to Sean Glass. Kicks it cross court at the left point now. JV and Downey. High screen, down the key all the way, kicks it right corner. Sean got a 3, and it's no good. Rebound controlled on the far corner by Justin Gill. Back from Newport, down by 6. Moore over the, or Kylan Kelly over the top. Pull up shot, no good. Rebound, Urshi. Took a pogo stick with him to the lane that time and got above everybody. Grizzlies come back with it. Urshi Hanami spins to the middle, puts it up off the board, and good.
Nifty move there by Urshi.
Urshi knows things. Pass down low, quick to the other end. No good on the missed shot. Gill gets it. He puts it up and scores. And that bucket by Justin Gill gives him 11 points. Official's timeout as Sean's last ties his shoe. Jake Sage will come in for the Grizzlies, for Sean Glass. 70-64 Grizzlies. JV and Downey into the front court. Urshi Hanami on the left wing. High screen, pass across, now on the right wing. Downey, Sage, open, three, on the way, good. He's got the mechanical thing down when it comes to that three-point shot. If he gets it off, he's got a pretty good chance of making it. 73-64 down the lane. Moore, trap, shoots, forced it, missed it, tipped up, and good. That time, Kylan Kelly got to the rim. He has seven.
Got a box out and not allow an offensive rebound there.
Still a seven-point game with 5.5 to go. Left side, Sage again for three, no good. Rebound long, got his own rebound. Left corner, one bounce, thought about it. Now they pull it back. At the point, JV and Downey with a three. That's no good. And Jake Sage going for the loose ball. Out of bounds off Jake. It'll go over to Newport. So JV and Downey out. Blaine Harris out. Riley Whitaker in. Saheem Jackson is in. It's really strange how much different this basketball team is than the one from last year. Passing through the block. Backing down. That's offensive all the way. Absolutely. Justin Gill with an elbow.
Finally get the call there.
I didn't look to see, but I'm guessing he knocked down Riley.
No, it was actually Jackson.
Really?
Yeah.
Attaboy, Z. 73-66, Grizzlies with 5 minutes to play. Jake Sage, three, right wing, no good. Ball long, but picked up by Hanami. To Jake, right wing, three ball, in and out. Rebounded by the Aviators, and they come back right to left. Setback, free throw line, jump shot, side iron won't go. Rebound line will come Wimba for the Grizzlies. Out to Z-Jack, up the left sideline. Left corner, wide open, Riley, three ball, no good. Rebound long, though, taken by Z-Jack. Baseline drive, Watt, Riley up inside, good!
Hustled his way in for the bucket there.
Riley Whitaker makes this a nine-point game, 75-66. Now, if we could get a couple stops in a row, that would be great. Deflected pass out front, Kelly, right wing, right corner. Curling over the top, Gill leans in, shoots too hard. Ball comes off. Gill touched it. He was out of bounds and goes back over to the Grizzlies.
Just one of those reactionary turnovers there, reaching for the ball.
And with 3:58 to play, timeout. Be a full timeout with the score. 3:58 to play in the ball game. The Grizzlies 75, the Aviators 66, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Half Star Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
Whatever season you call it, deer season, hunting season, fall, or autumn, here at Bailey Chevrolet GMC, it's always truck season. When you need a truck for every day, as well as holiday traveling, or that upcoming winter snow and ice, you can rely on a truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC.
come on in to Bailey Chevrolet GMC and experience the Bailey factor when buying your new truck today. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
3:58 to go, 75-66. You know, one thing that has hardly been mentioned tonight is free throw shooting. But our free throw shooting has been about 60%, low 60% this year, low 60s. We're going to have to make some free throws before it's all over with.
Yeah, and so far I think we're doing pretty well, 1-for-1, I believe, on the night. So hopefully keep that up and as we head toward our free throw time.
Well, actually, counting the second half now, we're 4 out of 5, so somewhat encouraging. We can't play unless our shirt tail is in. Urgy gets his stuff squared away. And now we're ready to go. Sean Glass, Lionel Kamwimba, Riley Whitaker, Saheem Jackson, and Urgy Hanami. That's the 5 for the Grizzlies. Aviators go zone. On the low block, Lionel has it. Hook pass, faked it, drop step, lost it, turnover, Grizzly. Ten turnovers tonight. Still a 9-point game. And with a 9-point lead, you probably want a lineup out there that can get stops for you more than anything else. Left point, wide open three is no good. Ball cut. Well, I thought the ball hit the clock. Comes down, Gill gets it, goes up inside and scores. Justin Gill with 13 points. 75-68, 3:18 to go, and there's still a long way to go here. Right point, Urgy Hanami. Riley Whitaker over. Zaheem catches, shoots the three way too hard. Rebound underneath. Lionel goes up, no good. He got fouled. Or what was that? They called something on that play. And I don't know what it was.
Must have been a walk or a travel. Because there's no foul.
It was a turnover of some kind. So it had to be a travel violation. 75-68. Let's try and get the ball back here, get a stop here at the right point. On the left side now, Carlson Arenas to the left baseline. Backing his way down, up and underneath. And no good, but a foul on the play. Ethan Smith, back in the game playing defense on the back line, is going to be called for that foul. And Ethan picks up his first foul of the ball game. So the shooter is Justin Gill. He is 2 out of 2 tonight. And he is 3 out of 3 and is putting together a nice evening here. He's got 14 points. 75-69. 2:42 to go. And good again. Gill's got 15, 75-70. Three Rivers beat this team by 8. The Grizzlies lead them by 5, had a 17-point lead in the first half. Left corner pass is tipped out of bounds, intended for Blaine Harris. And right now, this may be, well, Jake Sage isn't in the game, but these, all 5 of these kids can shoot the 3, even Ethan Smith. Sean Glass to the point. Urgy down the key, left-hand layup, no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot 2 shots with 2:16 to go. What did he do there? Curtis, he went to the basket, didn't he? How about that?
Yeah, crazy what happens when you attack the basket. You get a foul call more often than not.
That'll be number 4 on Justin Gill. He's been kind of a pain here in the second half. If he fouled out, it wouldn't bother me a whole lot. Free throw shooter, Urgy Hanami, who has 7 points tonight. No good. This would make it still a 2-possession game. Ethan comes out. Lionel comes back in. Roman Carlson comes out of the Aviator lineup. They put their big guy back out there, Craig Foles. Next free throw is no good. And rebounded by Gill, and here come the Aviators, down by five. In the right corner, Gill picked up by Blaine Harris. They'll try and post him up right here. Nope, shot for a three in the corner. Rims off, tipped over, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Grizzlies with 1:55 to go. Almost had that one. Inbound play out front. Moore dribbles across, cut off by Sean Glass. Keeps the dribble down the key all the way, lays it up, and he missed it. And the rebound to Sean Glass. He'll never have an easier shot the rest of his life. Timeout called by the Grizzlies with 1:41 to go. Moore took the ball down the lane, and it was like someone hollered, "He has the plague," and they all went different directions.
Yeah.
No one close to him.
Final started to bounce out before there was even a shot.
Well, for good reason. There probably should have been. Well, this weekend, the Grizzlies will be back here at the Civic Center on Friday night. We'll play Northeast Mississippi Community College. Those are the Tigers. They're from Boonville, Mississippi. That's Friday night at 7. Saturday afternoon at 1, we'll have Zizzer football, state playoff football against Warrenton from McDonald Field and Zizzer Stadium. And then Saturday night at 7, we'll see for the second time this season number 12 in the nation, Southeastern Community College from Burlington, Iowa. And they put a thumping on us up at Burlington, so we'll see if we can return the favor on them. Of the teams I've seen so far this year, Southeastern Iowa is the best team that I've seen. They're pretty good. So we'll see if we can beat them down here. Inbound play, Grizzlies have the ball, 1:40 to go, up by 5. 20 on the shot clock. Urgi Yanama, they go zone. All right, we'll use some time. How about that? Javian Downey, Urgi at the point. Right wing gives it to Glass. Sean, fall away, free throw, jumper, no good. Rebound, Lionel Kumwimba with a big board. And the Grizzlies can get a new 20 on the shot clock. Javian drives the lane all the way, kicks it far corner. Blaine with a three, no good. Rebound, and there's Urgi Hunami again, and the Grizzlies hold on to it. Speaking of hold on to it, why don't we hold on to it right here? Here's a pass to the point, Urgi Hunami. Down the key all the way, goes up, lost it on the way, and he got fouled, and he'll shoot two with a 57.7 to go in the ballgame. A couple of offensive rebounds really helped that time.
And they were key, and I think those are maybe the first two we've had tonight. We haven't had more than five, I know that.
First foul on Jay Moore, Urgi Hunami at the line. He's 0 for 2 from the line, and tonight he has 7 points. Boy, gets quiet in here. Free throw good. I told Urgi last year, I said, "I'm going to start calling you EKG on the radio." He said, "Why?" I said, you give people a heart attack with the way you guard them sometimes. Here's the next one. No good by Urgi, so he is 1 out of 4 from the line tonight. 50 seconds left, 6-point game. Moore popping outside. Carlson puts it on the floor, drives in, goes in, lays it up, no good. Rebound, falls inside, puts it in. 4-point game, 40 seconds to go.
And they're content not fouling.
Javian Downey with it. Timeout. 33.7 to go in regulation. The Grizzlies lead Arkansas and Newport by a score of 76-72. And we're back in 1 minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Don's Auto Service specializes in doing things better, from selling tires to complete quality auto repair and auto service, serving the community for 40-plus years. Speaking of service, Don's Auto Service can provide air conditioning performance checks and services, computerized alignments, engine analysis, and more.
More than just a tire store.
Dobbs Auto Service.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
33.7 seconds to go. The Grizzlies call timeout. They lead Arkansas State Newport 76-72. Curtis pointed out something during the commercial. We've made 13 threes tonight. So I went back and looked previous game at NEO at Miami on Wednesday. So over the last two games, we have made 23 threes. 23 threes is a lot of threes.
Is that? Honestly, not making a joke, it seems like more than we made last year altogether.
Inbound play. Get it in, they do, to Javian Downey. They crowd him on the sideline, now knocked away from Blaine Harris, and goes out of bounds. That knocked 3 seconds, almost 4 seconds off the game clock. 30.3. Go back court and get it. There's Jake Sage. Oh, yes, please foul him. It'll be a 1-1 at the other end. Now, Jake has struggled a little bit at the line a few games ago. He had one of those very odd nights where he missed more than one. In fact, he missed two. Here's a free throw, and it's good.
Makes it a 5-point game with 28.1 on the clock.
Jake has 11 points tonight. We'll get another timeout called by Logan Nutt and the ASU Aviators. 28 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Well, what the heck? Let's stay here during the timeout. 28.1 seconds left, 77-72. Curtis Ballou will be in charge of picking our Dom's Auto Service Player of the Game when it's all said and done. He's got some pretty good candidates.
That's a lot of pressure on me tonight.
You did it the last game, didn't you?
Yeah, it was still pressure.
Oh, okay. Well, big nights for a couple of the Grizzly guards. Davian Downey's got 18, and Sean Glass has 17. The Grizzlies also have, I think, tonight gotten very good play off the bench from Ethan Smith. Lionel Kimwemba has just 2 points, but like he does late in games, it's really uncanny how he gets his hand on rebounds, how he gets his hands on passes, how he comes up with loose balls. He's just a good hustling player. And those are winning plays at the end of all games.
He had a big offensive rebound with a minute 40 to go.
Yep.
One of them anyway.
Jake Sage back to the line to make the second free throw here to make it 78-72. Maybe. It's good.
And now Ergy Hunami comes in at 4-Sage.
It is such a luxury to have a player like Jake Sage. You can put in the game, tight game, with the lead, and if he draws fouls, it's automatic points. Over on the right side, Moore drives around his guy, puts it high off the board, no good. Rebound Ergy Hunami, and that made just about to it. And a foul in the backcourt called against the Aviators to stop the clock. And that foul is on Nehemiah Reedus. Second on him, and the Grizzlies are going to pick up their third win of the year. We're going to be 3-4 with a chance to even it up Friday night against Northeast Mississippi. We played down there a long time ago. It's a long way from here. Ergy Hunami, free throw, good. It's 79-72. Try to come out and watch the Grizzlies Friday and Saturday night, in particular Saturday night. Southeastern Iowa's here. Next free throw, no good. 10 seconds to go. Right side, way outside. Kelly, no good. Long rebound will go out of bounds. We'll throw it in, and they won't foul, and that'll be the ball game, pretty much. Jake comes back in when there may be some more fouls, though.
Just in case. They're putting pressure on like they're going to.
Well, they're going to foul, aren't they? Or not?
No, they're not going to.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Grizzlies win it by a final of 79-72. All right, Curtis, who's the Don's Auto Service player of the game?
I think I have to give it to Sean Glass, not only with the scoring, but his rebounding ability tonight. Really proved key for the Grizzlies.
Excellent point. Javian Downey, you get a definite honorable mention tonight.
Yeah, it was between those two.
We'll talk it over with the head coach of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay, in 1 minute on KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
More than just a tire store.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Jared Fay joins us upstairs here on our postgame tonight. The Grizzlies get the win 79-72 over the Aviators from Arkansas State Newport. Coach, I thought that they were a little better than what I expected them to be.
Yeah, they're as good as I expected them to be. You know, followed them all year. They won their first game on the road at Holmes Community College. Their only loss coming in tonight was the Three Rivers by 8. You know, they're a Division II in name only. They got some really good players on their team.
I thought this was maybe our best start right out of the gate tonight. And this team, I don't know what it is, and it may not be exclusive to just as I know it can't be, but it just seems like when we're shooting the ball well and moving the ball, getting good looking shots, making shots, our defense is better.
Yeah, no doubt. That's an age-old probably, you know, problem for coaches everywhere. You got a little more energy when you're making shots, but that's something we got to learn from. That shots aren't falling. We got to still keep guarding. And I thought we had a really good run there in the first half. We started turning the ball over a little bit, gave them some life. And again, they're a good team. A lot of sophomores. Number 10's a really good player. So you can't, you know, give a team like that another opportunity.
Really nice to have a 1-2 scoring punch. And tonight you got Sean Glass and Javian Downey look good out there together tonight. They combined for 30 points.
Yeah, and Sean had some big ones for us in the second half there when, you know, the ball wasn't going in the hoop for us. And he's a guy who just kind of go get you a bucket. And Javian, yeah, he had a really good first half, and it's something to build on for both of them.
You know, you see good players, and we've pretty much known that Sean Glass has a chance to be a really special player. But you can see it each game.
Yep.
A little bit more, playing with more confidence, and he's not thinking about it. He's just playing. And, boy, once he gets over the hump, he's going to be really good.
No doubt. He's a very talented player. He still has his moments where, my mind, I go, yeah, that's right, he is a freshman. Why did he just do that? But, you know, the little things that he does, some of the big rebounds he had in this stretch, you know, I just love how hard he goes to the glass, and he's always going to compete and fight. Probably should be playing football, defensive back somewhere. We're glad he's here with us.
He was probably our leading rebounder tonight, wouldn't he?
He probably was. You know, Lionel probably was up there too, but again, Sean dropping down and getting some really big rebounds for us, just doing all the little things.
Well, this Friday, Northeast Mississippi will be here, Northeast Mississippi Community College Tigers from Boonville, Mississippi, and then Saturday night, Number 12, Southeastern Iowa, will be here. We've seen them once already. This is going to be a hard weekend. You scheduled two teams with a combined record, I think, of 15-0.
Yeah, we've been watching both of them. Northeast Mississippi is really, really good. Big, strong, athletic team, going to press. And we know what Southeastern Iowa is, so definitely have two challenges, two really good games for us.
Now, who will the odd team be this weekend?
North Ark. We got North Ark coming down. They'll be here the following weekend as well.
Okay, look forward to seeing them too.
Sure.
All right, Coach, congratulations.
All right,
good win tonight.
Darling. Thank you.
Final score is 79-72 as the Grizzlies get the win to go to 3-4 on the year. Leading score for the Grizzlies tonight with 18 points, the sophomore from Canada, Javian Downey, with 17, Sean Glass, our Don's Auto Service player of the game. And Curtis made a very good argument for him to be the player of the game with those 17, plus all the rebounds he got tonight. He was really, really good. 11 for Zaheem Jackson, 9 points for Urchi Hanami, 2 each for Lionel Kimwimba and Riley Whitaker, and also with 2 was Ryan Richardson with 12 points. Jake Sage, who was very good at the free throw line as usual, and 6-point night for Blaine Harris. Leading score for ASU Newport with 18 tonight was their postman, Greg Bowles. So the Grizzlies win it. They led by 11 at the half. They end up winning the game by 7, and they'll play the Tigers from Northeast Mississippi on Friday night here at 7 o'clock. We hope you come out and watch the ball game with us. Until then, for Curtis Ballou and for Nick Lawson back in the studio, Dylan Groves, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. The Grizzlies are a winner tonight. They beat the Aviators 79-72. Harlan Hutchinson saying goodnight from the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports. Brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.